December 24th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. From here on in, I shoot without a script. See if anything comes of it instead of my old shit.
Okay, guys, sorry for the delay. I had so many technical difficulties with this one. But here is the long-awaited interview with Melissa Anelli.
How did you first get involved with Rent? Okay, so, you know, funny things happen all the time during the show. Lights break, whatever. What's the funniest or strangest thing that's happened while you were at the show? I was there.
When they just, well, they were like screwing up, and every time they would screw up, they would make a big joke out of it. It just ended up being, the projector wouldn't turn on. It was just funny, and it was just such a nice, relaxed atmosphere that it was hilarious.
Very cool. Wow. To date, how many times have you actually seen Rent now? To date.
I don't know. I think I stopped counting in the 40s.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I wish I was you.
Well, you know, I was 18 and I thought that was the best way to spend my time ever. And it was great in so many ways. But there comes a certain, you know, you sort of stop. And I stopped counting just because it's not what it became anymore. And for a while it was about that.
So who was your favorite cast member, like, originally?
Favorite person or favorite actor?
Both.
Well, and they're out. I mean, up and down, left and right, all over the place. Because he put such a pure spirit into that character and poured so much of himself into it. It was just unreal. And I found out later, the first time I saw it, he was going through that whole period. First time I saw him do it, he was going through that whole period where he was losing his mother. And so I was probably seeing a very heightened emotional Anthony at that time. So I think I did see him before, but at the time where I was really getting into it, that was what was going on. He's also my favorite person in the cast, but that's a whole different story.
How did you become friends with him, Anthony?
It's a long story. Basically, it boils down to having mutual friends. I knew him from the show, and then I became... completely unrelatedly, became friends with his boyfriend at the time, the one who's referred to in his book as Todd. And, you know, there was some stuff going on in the fandom that the fans who were involved at that time have agreed are not going to be part of. part of how we remember this show. So basically, we had a lot of stuff in common and just kept coming across each other. And I emailed him a few times, and we started speaking over email. And I, you know, just kind of recurring. And then before I knew it, one day we were friends. I don't like, you know, I don't exactly know the moment, but I was just remember one day thinking, you know, wow, I'm really glad to have this guy as a friend. He's an extraordinary person. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know how he does it. I've watched him for 10 years stand outside every theater, stand outside the movie theaters, stand out wherever we are, where he gets stopped. He just is so patient with his fans. It's mind-boggling. I'm so...
Yeah, from the other side of it, I could say he was definitely patient, because I met him at Ren 10. You know, I was one of those screaming fans that, you know, wanted him to sign my little playbill, and he was so patient. Like, he stood there and he talked to everybody. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, unlike many other people, he sees it as part of this, or rather, he doesn't want to begrudge a fan what they want, and if what they want is to meet him, then he you know, feels that that's cool, and he's grateful for it, and the patience, it's unreal.
What about Rent did you personally love?
But it really is that no matter what life is, no matter if it's ugly and hard and you can't stand it, it shows you how no matter what, life is still beautiful. And it's extraordinary in that way. No matter what way your life sucks, and for some of these people your life sucks, you know, the important thing is that you're in it and you're enjoying it, and life with people you love is the best thing in the world. Just that, life with people you love, that's it. And it's such a beautiful statement to be making.
Okay. If there was one thing that you could say to Jonathan Larson if he was living, what would you say to him?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'd say the same exact thing.
Yeah, definitely.
The whole thank you, Jonathan Larson thing. I would just be like, oh my god.
When I met his sister for the first time, that's what I did. I said, just thank you, brother. You were the closest to him I'm gonna get, so let me just say thank you. You know?
Okay, so who's your favorite character and why?
I love Maureen. I love her because she's funny, she's tough, she's not afraid to be who she wants to be. She's funny. She just has this hilarious, great spirit, strong-willed woman, you know? I like to think that's the kind of person I am, very strong-willed, and what I want in my life to happen, I will make happen in my life, and nobody's going to tell me any differently. You know what I mean? Let nothing stand as a wall between you and what you want. That's her.
What was your opinion about the movie being made?
I loved it. And I was so... I even have an intimate knowledge of Christopher Columbus's work because of Harry Potter. I was so heartened when I found out that they were casting the original people. And I knew as soon as he did that if nothing else, the movie would have the correct spirit. Because you can't put those people in the movie and not have that spirit come across. And it did. And I, you know, I'm glad that the people who did it with such care for the world of it. And I think that it's the best that could have been made.
Um, Okay, so what was your favorite song and why?
Okay, so favorite song, technically it's Take Me or Leave Me, because there's just, I think he ascended to his highest level with that song. It's so perfect in so many ways. But I hate to be boring and say Seasons. You know, I can't pick. I had, for my high school, my college graduation, I created a CD for people and gave it out as a favor of all my Broadway songs that I loved. And I had to pick one or two songs from Rent, and I couldn't do it. I ended up with four. So I had Take Me or Leave Me, of course, Seasons, What You Own, and the I'll Cover You reprise, because what's more beautiful than Jesse singing the I'll Cover You reprise? He's another of my favorite people. Sorry. Jesse is the best hugger in the world. I don't know if anybody here knows that, but just Rent fans putting it out there. Jesse Martin gives the best hugs ever.
I want a hug from anybody in the OBC. I would die. I would pass out.
Yeah, I seriously think I would die right there. But
Well, it was a time back then when there were a lot of hugs to a lot of people. Because people, it seems like the audience and the cast were experiencing it together. And these 15 people were so enwrapped in the phenomenon that they were, you know, that they were part of it all. And it was much different than going to see any other show or going to see Rent today.
That's great. Yeah. If you go see it today, like, they try to sneak out.
And it's like, no, don't run away.
I mean, you know, I don't want to be down on that because it is a job, you know, and I don't think I don't think we should ask people for it to be more than a job. All that we should ask is that the job is done to the best of their ability, but there was just something so extra special about that first time. As long as they're treating the material with the heart that it deserves and they're not short-shrifting, I'm fine with them, you know, doing whatever else they do as actors. Just treat the show as what it is, which is this precious gift.
Have you seen it recently with any of the newer casts?
I haven't seen it since the 10th anniversary, and before that I don't know when I saw it last. I'll see it when I want to take people to it. That's when I'll see it.
Actually, I know it's like your turn to ask a question.
Okay. My friend actually has a question. I asked my friend, the one who turned in the survey, if she had a question, and she actually does. Okay, she wants to know, who are your favorite people for each character?
That I've seen?
Yeah, or in general. Just, like, favorite Maureen, favorite Joanne, favorite Benny, Mark, Roger, Collins, and Angel.
This is gonna sound so snotty, but it's the original Broadway cast. They're just so are those characters. Though I will say that I think I enjoy Tracy Thomas more than Joanne. Freddie Walker. As you know, Freddie Walker, I feel, was very good for it and was part of that phenomenon. But Freddie Walker was great in that time and in that phenomenon. But the pairing of Idina Menzel and Tracy Thomas was so, they were par for each other. More exciting, whereas Freddie Walker would just sort of overpower. Not to insult Freddie Walker, but you know, it's just, you know, it's not good karma to do that. But I did enjoy Tracy Thomas' performances more.
Okay, okay. So now I'm gonna flip the coin a little bit. But after talking to people, I've realized that a lot of Rent fans are also Harry Potter fans.
Yes, many. It's really strange how often they go off.
Yeah, it's like really weird. Like, I'll talk to somebody about Rent, and then I'll be like, oh, I have to go home and listen to Pottercast or Mugglecast or, you know, one of them, because I listen to both. And they'll be like, oh, you like Harry Potter? And I'll be like, yeah. And they'll be like, oh, me too. And then, so it's...
I think they speak to the same purity of spirit. I think that's why they speak to the same. They speak to the same desire for goodness in people. It's got the same compassion, and so I think that's why you have the same people attracted to both.
Okay. Yeah, that definitely answers my question.
Oh, that was the question. Way ahead of you.
Yeah, that was the question. I was going to ask you, why do you think people are drawn to these two different fandoms? But, yeah, you're ahead of me. How did you get so involved with Harry Potter?
Oh, God. You know, I started doing it in my spare time because I wanted to find out when book 5 was coming out. And I decided that even though nobody knew when book 5 was coming out, I was going to find the person who knew when book 5 was coming out. Damn it. I would find out. And instead, I found Leaky. And I started sending them a lot of news, and I started working for some other websites. And then I started working for Leaky and doing more and more and more and more work for it, and started pushing for the involvement with Warner Brothers and the involvement with the movie studios and the book people. And before I knew it, I was doing everything. So, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's really cool. Well, I'm, like, you know, pre-made question sheets out. Ashley, any more questions?
Okay, my friend has a really, really random question. She's just, like, pulling these questions out of nowhere. She wants to know if you think Anthony Rapp would make a good Harry Potter.
Oh, I bet you he listens to this. And he's gonna be mad at me. Let me phrase this very carefully. Now, he would never be mad, but let me phrase this very carefully. Anyway, because it's an interesting question. They both wear glasses. I certainly think that Anthony is as courageous as Harry. I certainly think they share the goodness. I think Harry is a bit more attitudinal, which isn't a bad thing, you know? Harry, I think, you know why, the more I think about it, Anthony rushes when it's about passion. He just goes for it, you know, doesn't think, just goes for it. And so does Harry. I don't think I would cast Anthony in a movie as Harry, because clearly there are differences in, you know, age. But I think that they have similar spirits, definitely.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
but really they both just wear glasses, and that's, you know, that's it. I'm gonna get an email from them.
Her question is, what is the furthest you've gone in your rent obsession?
I have traveled to London for it. I have I spent a lot of money on it, for sure. I have, when I went to college, I made collages from all my pictures and put it on the wall. I wrote letters. When I went to London, the original four, Anthony, Adam, Jesse, and Wilson, were in London doing it. That's why I went over there to see it. And it was the last time I was going to be seeing Rent for a while, because I was just putting it away for a while, for a long while. I just didn't think I was going to be going, you know, not that I would never go again, but I just didn't think it was going to be my deal anymore. And I was really sad, because I understood that it was something I had to put away for a while, but it was still so emotional seeing them do it, and it was so excited for the experience, and I wrote them notes. And apparently, I don't know, but apparently it touched Jesse, because Anthony pulled me aside after the show, and he had something in his hand, and he said to me, "Jesse wanted me to give you this." It was the watch that the Rent producers had given him for their first anniversary, and it said Rent on the back, and it was, you know, big silver, and I know the cast had sort of given them away because none of them really wore them, and, you know, but it wasn't like a callous thing. It was that these are very special items, and why don't we give them to people who will really enjoy them? And the sentiment that came from him through Anthony was, I think Melissa will enjoy this more than I will. Would you please give this to her? And it was was, I cried for an hour, you know, not an hour, but, you know, I cried, you know, because it was just so lovely, and, so I've had this, like a special bond with Jesse for that, because I just love him, to death. And the last time I saw him was at the after party for Harry Potter, at Goblet of Fire. Oh, no, I saw him after that, but I hadn't seen him in a long time, and I saw him at the Goblet of Fire after party, and we just looked at each other from, like, 10 feet away, and just, like, gave each other this, like, look, like, I see you, and just, like, crashed into this big hug. I just love him. But I think I always expressed my fanishness in emotion, in giving notes and telling the people involved how much it meant to me. That's always been important to me, no matter if it's Harry Potter or if it's Rent or anything else.
Okay. Well, I think those are all the official questions we have to ask you, so I think we can stop recording.
And that's all we've got for you today. I hope you enjoyed the interview, and we'll talk to you later. Bye!